This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome once again to another hour of What's on Your Mind, more aptly named today, What's on Your Farm, because we are in Hazleton, North Dakota today, on the farm of Linda and Mike Appert, and having a grand time in the shop. And I'm telling you, you're going to see some photos of the shop later, and I'm loving it. One, they got a little bar there that's a lot of fun. And there's a whole bunch of pies on the bar, and then I've got three good-looking bucks here. One of them, Rudolph, the reindeer buck, is on the wall here, so that's kind of fun. And some great salt of the earth, God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-revering Americans and North Dakotans come over to say hi today too. So it's kind of fun. Few of them have questions for Senator Kevin Cramer. We're doing that in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions are welcome for him as well. 701-258-0550. Don't forget our question of the day. Who do you consider to be poor? Who need our love and maybe charity at Christmas time more than ever? Who do you when you think to who could I just do something special for that would just be it would bless them and it would bless me? Who would that exactly be? So this is Kukan? Oh, it's Kukan. Oh my gosh.
Kukan. You have Kukan.
Yeah, I haven't gotten close enough to it because if I get close to it, I eat it. So to me, it looks like pie. It's Kukan. I can't even believe it. That's
Kevin
unbelievable.
And I are working. Kevin, yeah. He's got Kukan now. He's at the farm and he's eating Kukan.
Kevin, I don't know if you know this, but we're at Mike and Linda Appert's farm today with What's on Your Farm for the show today.
Oh, get out of here. No kidding.
And so Joe Shea's here. He says hi. There's a bunch of folks here. The Apperts say hi, and
say hi from me.
I will. And so we're having a grand time here today, and blessed to have you on a Tuesday because I know you've had a crazy schedule, and today is crazy as well. So we should tell folks to expect you're going to be in the cloakroom voting during the show today, right?
Right. So I'm on my way now. I'm walking right now through the tunnels. To vote on to vote against a really bad judge that's going to be confirmed, and then as depressing as that sounds, the next vote after that is better. We're going to vote to proceed to the National Defense Authorization Act, which will then wrap up tomorrow. We're going to vote in the cloture, and then we'll wrap that up tomorrow, which is a lot of good news in there for the country and for North Dakota. And then the third vote during this hour, although we probably won't get to it before the show ends, will be on the all-Democrat proceeding to the measure to raise the debt ceiling by, $2.5 trillion. So that'll be the last vote in this vote series before we come back later this afternoon.
Well, the one that worries me most because of the generational theft that accompanies it is obviously the debt ceiling. Is there a chance that a Democrat says they're not going to go along with this?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's always a chance before the vote something could happen, but no, the debt ceiling will be increased, and then and that'll allow continued borrowing and pay service on the debt we've already accumulated. There's lots of issues surrounding it. I would have preferred to have some conditions on it that would be actual structural reforms that would get to the issue itself, that issue being the debt, not so much the debt ceiling or the mechanism for all of that, but dealing with the debt itself. And that's always been my conditions on previous debt ceilings, debt ceiling votes when I voted for them. I've been voting against them, and I did in the House as well when there were no structural reforms attached to them.
One of the things I just think is criminal that we haven't found a way to do is the balanced budget amendment. And famously, Byron Dorgan and Ken Conrad. Ken Conrad being known as a quote-unquote deficit hawk, which was just, you know, laughable branding because of his ability to, you know, make sure that there was actually a balanced budget amendment. Weren't some of the early debt ceiling discussions talking about putting a balanced budget amendment back in effect?
Yeah, so I'm on the budget committee, actually, Scott, and I have, in fact, Bernie Sanders just walked by me. He's the chairman of the budget committee.
Don't hand him the phone. No, it won't go pretty. Yeah.
That's okay. Kevin does a really good Bernie Sanders. You don't need to have him on.
That's true. We got Bernie here with us. That's right.
That's right.
I love Kevin. Call me later. We'll have lunch.
That was very, very good.
So you know, you're buying.
You're buying. Of course you are.
Actually, we'll just charge it to your grandchildren. No problem. But we had a number of conditions. When I say we, Republicans on the committee, Lindsey Graham is the ranking member. People like Rick Scott. Rick Scott's on the committee with me. He had some good ideas. Ron Johnson's on the committee with me. He's got some good ideas. And Romney's on the committee. He has some good ideas. And you're exactly right. Balanced budget amendment is the most obvious one that would be great to attach. Another one is an issue called the Trust Act, which deals with entitlement programs, dealing with the mandatory side of the ledger, which, you know, as you and I have talked many times about, is growing as a part of the overall problem, right? Because something like 80 to 85% now of our budget is mandatory spending. So there's very little that's on the discretionary side, and half of what's on the discretionary side is national defense, which is the most legitimate part of our budget. So anyway, there are lots of things we talked about.
Here's what I don't understand.
None of those were offered.
There's got to be a handful of Democrats that would think a balanced budget amendment is, if nothing else, good political cover to be in favor of, that you would have enough votes to be able to have that attached to a debt ceiling increase. How is it we can't at least do that?
So, great question. Because here's why I think, Scott, one would think there'd be a handful of Democrats, right, that would be supportive of that. The problem is if there's an amendment to the Constitution that requires a balanced budget, they'd be required to reduce spending in a manner that actually does balance the budget. And they don't want to be robbed of the opportunity to drive up spending. They love
I agree. You described 99.9% of Democrats, but is Joe Manchin the mother of all political animals, or, you know, Kyrsten Sinema, or some Democrat somewhere seeing the poll numbers of Joe Biden saying, no, maybe I ought to hedge my bets here a little bit? I just can't. It's amazing to me.
Well, I do think, you know, the poll numbers of Joe Biden are part of what affect, you know, Joe and Kyrsten. And it's not so much his poll numbers as much as the people that they work for. Remembering Joe's from West Virginia, one of the biggest Republican, you know, strongholds in the country. He's the last Democrat standing there. Kyrsten, of course, is from Arizona, which isn't as bright as West Virginia or North Dakota. But, the seat she holds right now was held by a Republican for decades. Both seats were up until a couple of years ago. So what they really are is a reflection of their people. And, yes, could there be a political argument for that? Without question. But at the end of the day, when it's a 50-50 Senate and the allegiance has come down to, you know, what I believe is best for America, what my constituents want me to do, and what, you know, Nancy Pelosi and AOC and Chuck Schumer want me to do, sometimes that's a conflict. But I have to hand it to both Kyrsten and Joe. To this point, they have kept the Build Back Broke plan from being voted on, and hopefully they'll continue to hold it up so that we can, you know, go at least get through Christmas without increasing inflation by monumental measures beyond what it already is, and that's saying something.
One of the farmers here wanted me to ask you that very question. What are the chances you stop it, Build Back Better? What give handicap where you're at right now?
Well, this is why the pause is so important, and Joe Manchin's been talking about a pause, getting us into the next year. Now, the conflict right now is really over the calendar. You've got Democrats that want to vote on it by December 28th, and there's some reason for that. That's, I think, the last date when this extension and expansion of the child tax credit expires, and so that's a sort of a hard deadline for a lot of them. So they want to get done before that. Joe and others have been saying, no, let's wait. Let's push the pause button. These inflation numbers are horrible. We don't want to add to that. We need better analysis of all of this. And I would say if Joe can win the first round, if he can actually delay this, and he's already delayed quite a bit, but if he can delay this into next year for several months, there's one fact that we all know to be true. The longer garbage lays around, the worse it stinks. And there's no way that this thing gets better for Joe Biden and Democrats if it hangs around.
Do I love that analogy? Oh, my gosh. And man, this is one big giant stinker. It stinks so bad. It's just disgusting. And I think the score was a prime example of that. It's not a $1.75 trillion deal. It's a what, $4 trillion deal?
Well, there's three scores now. One has a $4.8 trillion, two have it at $4.9 trillion, and that includes the Congressional Budget Office and the nonpartisan Penn Wharton model and the Council for Responsible Federal Government. All score it now between $4.5 and $5 trillion based on, full implementation.
All right, got a question for Kevin on differing with Mitch McConnell on giving the Democrats the ability to raise the debt ceiling without a single Republican vote. We'll tackle that one when we come back. He's got some voting to do on a couple of key things, so we'll get to it. Your call's welcome right here today, 701-258-0550, 271-1100. Call us for Senator Kevin Cramer. We'll continue.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You know, the nice part of closing in on Christmas is you start thinking about all those great Christmas traditions, and one that I've really cherished the last few years is the magical Medora Christmas. Bill Sorensen and the crew, and they had a little COVID wave hit, so they've readjusted the schedule here a little bit, and they are starting once again to tour, including tonight in Wahpeton, North Dakota, 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets at Medora.com. It'll be at the Harry Stern and Ella Stern Cultural Center, the Bremer Bank Theater. Tomorrow night, Jamestown. and Thursday, Park Rapids, Minnesota. Friday and two shows Friday and one on Saturday in Bloomington, Minnesota. And then they come to Grand Forks, and they come to Bismarck, and Fargo, and there's a whole host of dates to go through December 23rd. Go to Medora.com to get all of the tickets. The Fargo show Monday, and two of those Monday, the 20th of December, next Monday. They have a 4:30 show and a 7:30 p.m. show. Call the Fargo Theater if you want tickets for that, 866-300-8300. All the details at Medora.com, group tickets, Medora.com, or call 1-800-MEDORA-1. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Quickly on the question by text from a listener related to you differing with Mitch McConnell. The question was, why would Mitch McConnell allow the Democrats to raise the debt ceiling on their own, and why did you disagree with him on that strategy?
Yeah, so I like the way the question is asked because it's the right context. A lot of times the context gets messed up. So obviously Mitch is the minority or Republican leader. He has contended, and we all have all along, that Democrats can raise the debt ceiling all by themselves. They have the power to do that with the budget reconciliation process. We've even agreed that we wouldn't object and various things to allow them to do that in a more expedited way. And that's what the amendment or the legislation that Mitch negotiated with allows Democrats to do, except apart from budget reconciliation, that they would be able to, with a simple 50-plus vice president, raise the debt ceiling. So Mitch has that conviction, and that's a solid conviction, and I believe he lived up to that conviction. The problem that I had with what he did is it does create a new, I don't want to say precedent, but with a small p, a precedent in the Senate, whereby rules can be changed for a single situation where it no longer requires 60 people. There's that problem. I also believe that we should have fought a little longer before we hit the debt limit and tried to get some conditions like you and I talked about in the last segment, where I mentioned things like balanced budget amendment, or at the very least the Trust Act, or you know, avoid government shutdown, full faith and credit. There are a number of ideas that help us get to the fundamental issue of the debt. The debt limit really has to do with our ability to service our debt, and that does create capacity for further borrowing in the future, but it also recognizes we have an obligation for past debt. The other thing, Scott, the other thing that Mitch has a strong conviction to, and I don't think this will surprise anybody, that is the preservation of the filibuster itself. And Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, our two favorite Democrats we love to talk about a lot, even if they, as much as they value the filibuster, that's basically the 60-vote margin in the Senate that provides or protects the rights of the minority, that is so sacred to the Senate. It's not in the Constitution, but it's so sacred to the Senate and the operation of the Senate and the ability of the Senate that needs to be preserved. They've demonstrated or at least expressed a willingness to even blow that up for purposes if Republicans are no longer helpful in doing fundamental things, that we would have demonstrated our inability to cooperate in the tradition of the Senate. That frightens Mitch McConnell so much that I just think that threat alone is more treacherous. And by the way, that the debt ceiling should always be raised, that we should never default on our obligations as a country. He shares that conviction as well. I share a lot of those convictions, Scott, but I think we could have fought on this one a little harder, a little longer. Maybe Chuck Schumer never would blink, but I just think we could have played a little more hardball.
Oh,
but,
yeah, for no other reason to delay Build Back Better, to Build Back Broke, because it should be
called.
Gum up the works.
I don't know if it would have done that. Yeah, it would gum up the works for sure. I mean, it might have led to a crash in the markets. It probably would have, in fact. But that said, I do think there's a lot of confusion about it because, if we don't raise the debt ceiling, that doesn't shut down the government. We're still collecting taxes every single day. What it would do, though, is you'd have to, determine what your priorities are, right? Imagine that. I bet the Apperts do that every single day at their farm.
they determine what the priorities are, what they can afford to pay, what can wait a while. And one of our priorities would have to be servicing the debt itself. The interest on the debt is so high at this point that that in and of itself is a pretty big chunk of what we'd collect in any given day. But then setting those priorities, it would for sure be a massive challenge, maybe even an impossible one, but it's not like you automatically default just because you hit the debt ceiling. It just means that you service the debt, and then with what's left, you can
force
fund
some spending
what you can
discipline.
Fund.
I think people just want to see the conservatives in Congress
exactly right.
Force some spending discipline, however that comes. You know,
yep.
Somebody needs
cold
water in the face in that town for sure. Another question that comes from our group here at the Appert Farm in Hazleton. Will there be H-2A exemptions for South Africans coming over spring of 2022 because of the Omicron variant? Big concern, obviously, in the ag community where they get part of their workforce from.
Yeah, really big. And, you know, we've probably, since I've come to Congress, we've dealt more with H-2A exemptions on an annual basis or intervening on behalf of a very delayed process of getting the visas for H-2A immigrants. And in the face of Omicron, and given what we've known about the last couple of years with COVID, I'm very supportive of exemptions that don't prevent the right people from getting to our country and doing the work that they're skilled at, that they're willing to do. They're like family members. I'm sure the people there at the farm could tell you, in many cases, the annual immigrants that come to their farms are practically extensions of their family. The reason this is so important, Scott, is because if you can't get the crop either planted or off, obviously you're not feeding hungry people. You're hurting the economy, not just locally, but nationally. International trade imbalance becomes even worse and greater. And you're rewarding the wrong type of immigrants by the illegal immigration that continues to happen at our borders unchecked by the Biden administration, in fact, championed by the Biden administration. But then begs the, in my view, the larger question. I just had a phone conversation with General H.R. McMaster, who I'm sure a lot of you listeners know, but was National Security Advisor. But he and I were talking about merit-based immigration. Again, back to a system that recognizes what our economy needs and legalizes immigration for the people that bring value to our economy, to our society, to our system. And that includes H-2A, obviously, for agriculture. It includes other seasonal workers. It includes, certain factory and processing and industry workers. It certainly includes H-1B visas, which are for the high-tech workers. It includes everything from surgeons and pediatricians and specialists in medicine to engineers that we have a shortage of. So the chairman of the Armed Services Committee is signaling me to come real quickly. So if I check out, don't worry.
We're going to a break here anyway, so it's a good time. Go ahead. Yeah. We're going to a break right now, so go ahead, Kev. We'll let you do that. Continue after this timeout. Senator Kevin Cramer is literally in the cloakroom, steps from the Senate floor, getting ready for votes today. And the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, I believe, is Jim Inhofe. One of the bulls in the Senate and quite an esteemed member with that NDAA up today, the National Defense Authorization Act. Lots to do there. More with Senator Kevin Cramer when we come back. Don't go away.
In this season of giving, give a life-changing gift to yourself or someone you love. Give the gift of education. What better time than now to complete a bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or tailor your education with a certificate from the University of Mary. With classes available online in the evenings or a combination of both, your degree at Mary will fit into your schedule. Give yourself the gift of a flexible, affordable education from Mary. Learn more at online.umary.edu. Online.umary.edu.
Action Movers is hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Air Force has discharged 27 people for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the vaccine is critical to maintaining the health of the force and its ability to respond to a national security crisis. All those discharged were younger, lower-ranking personnel. It should be noted, Oklahoma's Republican Governor Kevin Stitt and the state attorney general have filed a lawsuit challenging the military's mandate for the state's National Guard. The tornadoes over the weekend killed four Tennesseans. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax says the rebuilding has begun.
We are getting people back online for power and utilities, and that work will continue this week.
A judge in coastal Georgia has set a sentencing date early next year for three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Bryan are set to be sentenced January 7th. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live from the Appert Farm, Hazelden, North Dakota, today on What's On Your Mind. Some neighbors are over. The Kukin's served up. The donuts are here. The coffee's on. What's not to love? We're all in the Christmas cheer, Christmas spirit, by golly. A little neighborly conversation going on today, and we're enjoying every minute of it. Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall continues for the remainder of the program here. Questions or comments, welcome. 258-0550, 701-258-0550. Lots coming in by text, and a few from the audience here, too, as well. Text us at 701-237-1590. What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've seen a lot of Christmases in their time. 1908 is when H.A. Thompson started the Little Plumber and grew and grew and grew, and now this mega, mega plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor company, but it's still the little engine that could from Bismarck that started in 1908. Pretty cool. All across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. They are the indoor air quality experts. And I believe COVID is not going anywhere. COVID is going to be like the flu variant every year. And the more air exchange you have, the more expertise you have in saying, okay, I want to get the bad stuff out and the good stuff in. You want to talk to a pro. And this is for homes, businesses. HATandSons.com to find out more. HATandSons.com. Kevin Flynn, do you have the caller of the day from yesterday? We need to announce the caller of the day. Do you have that handy?
I do.
We have a question of the day. We're starting Kevin Cramer, Senator Cramer, with us for the 12 days of Christmas. We're looking for 12 callers to answer our Christmas question of the day. And yesterday's is why was Jesus born in a manger? And here's the lucky winner that that answered that question so artfully yesterday. Go ahead and roll. Esther.
Yeah, the reason I'm calling to is to tell you because there was no room in the inn.
All right, back to Esther. Esther is vying for one of our 12 callers.
Okay.
12 days of Christmas. We're finding that the 12 best callers this Christmas because she just wanted to answer the question, why was Jesus born in a manger? And your answer was there's no room in the inn. Right, Esther?
It says in Luke 2:7 in the Bible, she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn, Scott.
True story.
That's the Bible.
Yeah, which is, by the way, the greatest story ever told. The Bible is
right,
the greatest story ever told.
And also, I think he was laid there to relate to I think he was put in the manger so he could relate to the human person, to know that he was just a humble person, and God wanted him there to relate to us, the humble people of this world.
Now you're getting a little closer to the answer I was looking for, and I think we're both right.
Yeah, humility.
I think we're both right.
Because he has to experience what other people go through, because he came for the lowly people. He came for the people that were not affluent, Scott, and he had to relate to that to know what it was like.
Very, very good.
And I want to tell you that you and Maria are the best host and hostess in the world.
You're warming my heart right now, Esther.
We were
thank
on
you.
The trip with you. We were on the trip with you, and you guys are the most wonderful people and the kindest people trips. And I just appreciate everything.
You can stop the Mutual Admiration Society there now. But she
humble people.
Thank you, Esther. Thank you. So that was yesterday's caller. At today's question, our Christmas question of the day is: who are the poor? How do you describe someone as poor? When we look to be in the Christmas spirit and give of ourselves to somebody who really needs it, that is going to make us feel as good as we possibly could this Christmas, who do you put in that category? And we've had some great answers today. Senator Kramer, you want to take a crack at that one? Who would you consider the poor among us?
Well, this is a really big theological question, much like the one that Esther answered, and whose answer got better with every sentence, by the way. But, you know, Jesus twice, he referred to the poor often. He also referred to the poor in spirit, and I think that's a little bit what Esther was talking about. Poor in spirit means those people who don't have an awareness of the poor around them, in a sense, that don't understand their need for a Savior, for God, for reconciliation. Those would be the poor in spirit. But he also referenced poor in the Beatitudes when he says, blessed are the poor, right? Remember, as he continues the Beatitudes, he says, I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was naked, you didn't clothe me. I was thirsty, you didn't give me drink. I was in prison, you didn't visit me. So he pretty well defines who the poor among us are, I think. And it's, you know, it really is based on the one hand, physical needs, but also our own need for spiritual strength for those who are poor in spirit. So I think it's a couple of things, and we just need to have a better awareness of who those people are around us every single day.
The favorite part of this question, we're going to do this all through this week and next week, is there's no wrong answer. You know, it's
right.
One of those things that have many answers. And my answer on the question of the manger, the stable, was, to show detachment from earthly things, you know, which I think we all could use
Amen.
That reminder. When, you know, I about cringe every year at Christmas time just seeing nieces and, you know, grandnieces and nephews and just like gifts piled on top of gifts for, you know, and it's all well-intentioned. It's coming from, you know, over the years, grandmas and grandpas and, you know, everything else. You think, gosh, you know, is this too much? You know, and you can't take any of this stuff with you. But I know the giving means so much to people, and that's why I think if we get to define somebody in our world that really is poor in spirit or poor, as in homeless, as in fixed income, whatever,
yeah.
widower,
yeah.
It'd be a great exercise for Christmas. So keep those contributions coming. By the way, 855-200-1776. So did you
can
finish?
I want to offer up one other thought in the spirit of the 12 days of Christmas. Later this afternoon, I'll be taking to the floor to give a speech that I call the 12 blunders of Biden. I'll leave it at that.
The 12 blunders of Biden. And you're going to be doing that right there on the Senate floor.
I am.
Oh, boy, that's a long list.
I bet you could think of 12.
I don't know how you narrowed
it down. It's not hard
to
come up with 12.
By the way, our mutual friend Stephen Miller was on a show with a woman that has you on regularly as a guest, Maria Bartiromo, this weekend. I don't know if you saw that, but it was really a very good point. And what he was saying is Yuma, Arizona is the worst of the worst right now on the border. And while it's a sliver of what Texas has in the way of numbers, it's really bad.
Right.
And he's saying, let me tell you how Washington, D.C. works. If Kirsten Sinema or Mark Kelly, the two senators from Arizona, two Democrats, call Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and everybody else and said, hear me now, we are no on everything. Nominations, budget, everything. We are a hard no on everything until you fix that mess in Yuma, Arizona, and you stop catch and release and you actually lean into return to Mexico, the Trump policy and everything else, it would end it. And he's saying they're not using that power, and the pressure should be put on them to use that power. You agree with that? Speaking of blunders?
I agree with it 100%. As you know, as good a friend as Donald Trump is to me, and I am to him, as much as I liked him as president, I did that at least on two occasions with his administration. You simply, this is the point of being in the United States Senate. The President Trump himself said that to me when he recruited me to be in the United States Senate, that one senator has so much power. And I said, yep, it comes from their power to obstruct. And it is, and he said, yes, but it's still power. And absolutely, what's the point of being a senator if you're not going to use that power to get the right things done for your state? And, I think Mark Kelly's on the ballot. Less than a year from now, we'll know whether he's reelected. It would seem to me he'd have a lot of incentive to do exactly that, Scott.
Great point. Glenn in Minot for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Glenn.
I would argue, first off, that senior citizens are poor, for sure. And that leads right into my pet question for Cramer, Senator Cramer, sorry. We got a 5.8% Social Security raise this year. Now, I read an article yesterday that Medicare is raising their premiums by 14.5%. Is there any truth to that, or is there anything that can be done about it if it is true?
Yeah, I don't know. Let me look into that, into the Medicare question. With regard to the Social Security inflation, of course, this is the upside of inflation, right? If you're on fixed income or you're on Social Security, that the Consumer Price Index helps determine what kind of inflationary benefit you get from that. And as you know, for decades, the people on Social Security got little to no increase in their benefits because inflation had been kept, not just inflation kept so low, but, well, and interest rates as well, obviously. But with regard to the Medicare thing, let me check on that. So the premium for Medicare, you'd be talking about the supplements and things that those that don't, you know, that still pay a premium at a certain you know, level of income. But I don't know. Let me check on that, and we'll try to get back to you on it.
Now, the article
it could very well be true. I wouldn't be. Sure.
It's going from 148 a month to 170 a month.
Okay.
What's interesting about that, and thanks for the call, Glenn, appreciate it, I had a conversation recently with someone that was retired from Basin Electric and worked there for decades and, you know, now is not wealthy by any stretch, but has, you know, got a comfortable living in retirement and whatnot. But he said, you know, I couldn't be at a worse time right now because inflation is eating away at everything, worse than it ever has on a fixed income. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, interest rates are so low that anything that I do have isn't, I'm going backwards every month. So this is another right. example of an inflation killer, isn't it?
Well, no question. So your example that you just cited me is the perfect example of why inflation is the worst kind of tax, because it hits the lowest income and the fixed income people the hardest. It's because, and by the way, even the working class, even the middle class, because of course middle class, while in middle class income, that is to say, you know, salaries, wages and things have also inflated, they're inflating at a slower rate than inflation. This is why, Scott, just an example, you look at a lot of the polling and you ask people, do you support these, you know, these policies within the Build Back Better program, like, you know, enhanced and extended child tax credits? Well, what does that mean for me? Well, it means you get $3,600 free for having children. Oh, yeah, of course I support that. But what they don't say is, oh, and by the way, your cost of that $3,600 is now going to be $5,000 because it costs a lot more now to feed and clothe and all the other things you need to do with this child you're getting the $3,600 credit for. This is the inflation of costs exceeds the wage inflation, which means you're going backwards. It's even worse than just inflation. It's literally going backwards. And so that's a really excellent example. Remember, this is also part of the problem, and I'm on the banking committee. I've had this argument with the people at the Federal Reserve, especially Jay Powell, many times. There is a reason that the Federal Reserve is supposed to raise interest rates to keep inflation in check. And instead, this last year, they kept interest rates low, even though they saw inflation coming and happening, and wouldn't comment on the very things that are creating inflation, and that's all this free spending this year under Joe Biden that has put fuel on the flames of inflation in this country.
Very good point. Short break. Back with more with Senator Kevin Cramer in our final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall from the Lyndon Mike Appert Farm, Hazelden, North Dakota, for our broadcast today. Don't go away.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include 320 acres of exceptional cropland in Lemoore County, 940 acres of diversified cropland in Stetson County, 480 acres of notable cropland in Botno, 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in Morton in Oliver Counties, and 850 acres of crop and exceptional hunting land in Stark County, North Dakota, and 173 acres of excellent cropland in Norman County, Minnesota. View all of these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Bob Wuerl. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Final segment, Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, back in studio tomorrow, and looking forward to another round of Christmas callers answering our question today. We've had some great answers today. Here's another one, by the way. I've got two neighbors that are wealthy. Everything they have is nice, but they are poor because they don't know Jesus. My gift to them is my prayers that they find true happiness before it's too late, because God is so good. Well said. Another texter says the truly poor are those that have no faith in God. For them, there is no hope. Without hope, you're not optimistic, and all else doesn't matter as you already have defeated yourself. How much do we love our audience, right? How much do we love?
Isn't that great? Those are the best theologians in the world. The ones that see it and lived out every single day. By the way, I just want to give an update that just yesterday, Senator Ron Wyden, who's the chairman of the Finance Committee, did in fact send a letter to the White House asking them not to increase the Medicare Part B premiums. So that was the increase that the caller was talking about.
So the significance of that is that the Democrats saying, no, 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 don't do this.
Yeah. He's just a little more on the topic. Half of the increase that they're proposing is attributable to the potential costs that are associated with covering this. You might remember Aduhelm. It's an Alzheimer's drug, and it was given this accelerated approval by the FDA earlier. And so there's a little bit, I know we could have a long show just on this, but there's a little bit of the challenge all the time with the cost of things in the United States, where our innovators are literally the ones creating the solutions for so many things, including pharmaceuticals, and we all love to beat up on big pharma, and we hate when things cost too much, but at the same time, they're the ones that are doing a lot of the stuff. So anyway, that's what a good chunk of that Part B increase in premiums is, about half of it is because of the accelerated approval of this Alzheimer's drug.
All right, another call. Jim from Fargo, you're next with Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I believe the people that are poor are the ones who are not happy with their own being. They need to rip other people down to make their lives feel like they're accomplishing. They got to be in control of other people just to find some kind of being. And it pretty much reminds me of the Democrats and the rhinos, because if they're not in control of other people's lives, they just think they're unfulfilled, and they're just miserable. You can never make a Democrat happy, I heard, because their life is just a miserable pile. They can have all the money.
You're painting with a broad brush, but I'm going to just try and put this into a political question for Kevin. There is that element of your colleagues on the right and your colleagues on the left that do want to control everything, that believe government is the best answer. Same time, it's Christmas, right? I mean, you say Democrats are the problem. Isn't exactly being charitable either, and I don't believe that every Democrat believes they ought to control everything. But I also agree with some of what Jim is saying. How do you address that with colleagues that think so very differently?
Part of the problem, and maybe Jim is getting to this, but part of our problem is we've had these major generational shifts in the last couple of generations, particularly the most recent shift, away from God as the provider, away from each other as being our brother's keeper, and more of a dependency on what I call the lazy charity, and that's the government itself. And that's not how this country was founded. There's nothing compassionate about the charity that government provides, but there's a lot compassionate about the charity that the church provides, whether it's a Catholic school or a maternity clinic or an orphanage or a shelter or a food bank or a soup kitchen. I mean, there's so much of that has been lost because there's become a growing dependency. Here's what I would say about the left, and to his point, and I'm not as angry about it maybe as some people wish I remain optimistic that we still have these roots in the United States of America, and we still have a DNA that is based on self-reliance and on the dependence on God for our provision. And we are poorer for having gotten rid of a lot of that and replaced it with government, which is far less compassionate. But the left does benefit politically from a growing government. And that's why they're not so easily offended by a bureaucracy that's so insensitive to individual privacy and rights, to states' rights, which is, you know, the founders of our federal government were the states, not the other way around. It's why my number one, every single day, job task in this job, my highest priority, is to get less government agency, bureaucracy, and shift more responsibility to the state and local levels where communities and individuals have compassion for each other in a way that the government could never duplicate.
Very well said. Texter, Senator, I'm on Medicare, $170 a month plus $120 for supplement plus $80 a week is taken from my paycheck. I'm on Social Security and $75 is taken out of my paycheck. Another texter says, is someone going to bring charges against Biden for the southern border? There was another one here related to the Medicare fixed income thing. We're running out of time. And there's not really a question there, but obviously when we're talking about the poor, these fixed incomes, I think that's an issue we got to stay on like a dog on bone because of the inflation and all that. Thank you, Senator. We'll talk with you next week. Happy voting today on some good and some really bad, as per usual.
Voting right either way.
Yeah, exactly. DakDiesel.com and Peckless Chevrolet USA, our fine sponsors. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
For years, Peckless Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.